Hey, welcome back to this Quick Tip Tuesday. Today, I wanted to share with you how I retrained my thoughts to be a thermostat instead of a thermometer. I often have people asking me what that means and what does it even mean to be a thermostat? I first heard about this concept during one of our Charlotte Mason discussion group meetings, and I was really intrigued. I found the link to Martin Luther King Jr.'s sermon where he talked about this, and I started thinking about it more. I allowed that thought of being a thermostat to tumble around and really explore what does that mean. So in a nutshell, if you think about a thermometer, it registers the temperature in its environment. It really does nothing to affect the temperature. It just registers what's happening. Whereas a thermostat seeks to influence the temperature in the environment in the room. Usually it's effective. So if you think about it being a really hot day, an air conditioner will kick on and lower the temperature in the room. I came to realize I cannot control the atmosphere. Just like a thermostat cannot control the atmosphere. It usually is successful, but there are times that it just can't keep up. If you think about a really hot day and how an air conditioner might really struggle to maintain a cooler temperature, but it is making an impact, but it may not be controlling the temperature down to as low as you want it to be. And so I thought about that in the sense of how I influence my environment. I can react to what's going on. I can get upset whenever everybody else gets upset. If my children are fussy, I can be fussy right back. If I am in traffic and everybody else seems really in a hurry and impatient, just really agitated, I could allow that to be how I respond too. Or I can choose to be a thermostat. I can choose my thoughts. I can decide to not be fussy and instead be joyful and cheerful. I have seen this many times play out, whether my children would wake up in a fussy mood, something would go wrong during the morning, and they would end up in a bad mood. And if I chose to have a positive attitude, to often do something silly, something out of the ordinary, to bless them with extra service to them, if I really tried to speak their love language, then often the atmosphere in our home would change. Their behavior would change. So I thought about, how am I actually doing this? I've had people ask me, well, how do you do that? And I'll be real honest. Initially, all I did was to post images around my home. I had an image of a thermometer and I said, are you a thermometer or a thermostat? I will leave a link in the description to the Create an Atmosphere Where Your Children Thrive workshop. And in that handout, you'll be able to download this image. I printed out multiple copies and posted them all over my home. There was one on my bathroom mirror, one in my kitchen, one on the back door, anywhere I was frequently spending time that I needed that reminder. And I would see that in the midst of having a bad moment, having a challenging time, that I needed to be in control of my emotions so that I could choose to be the thermostat. And I would take a deep breath. I took a lot of deep breaths in the beginning. And I thought about what it meant to me to be a thermostat. There were days that I would walk around saying, be the thermostat, be the thermostat, be the thermostat. I would just repeat it to myself until I believed it, until I was living it out. I've since learned that what I was doing was following the thought, feeling, action cycle. And this cycle is how your emotions affect everything. So you have a thought that then causes a feeling, and it's a legitimate feeling. It's a chemical reaction, but that chemical lasts about 6 seconds. But based on that feeling, based on that chemical, we take action. And so I had to change my thoughts. And as I did so, as I looked at this image, as I repeated that mantra to myself and took a deep breath, eventually my feelings followed. And as that happened, the actions became easier. It was no longer that I was just doing this out of sheer will. I'm going to be the thermostat, going to be the thermostat. It became a part of who I am. I still need those reminders, but it is much more automatic than it used to be. I'll leave a link to the Thermostat Approach Toolkit where you can learn more about this thoughts, feelings, action cycle and how to be a thermostat in your home. I hope that you have the opportunity today to be a thermostat and that it changes the atmosphere around you. Until next time, have a triumphant day. Thanks for joining me on the Purposeful Impact podcast. I pray that today's episode blessed you and that you found encouragement and practical tips. If so, would you share this episode with someone else so that they can be blessed too? I'd also appreciate it if you would take 30 seconds and leave a rating and review in your podcast app. Leaving a review helps other homeschool parents find the podcast and know if it's a good fit for them. Thanks so much for helping to spread the word.